Now, a new bill set to be introduced in Parliament aims to make medical aid membership for parliamentarians voluntary. And that's ending the requirement to belong to the ParMed scheme. Now, currently, all public office bearers are compelled to use this specific medical aid, leaving them a bit disconnected from South Africa's struggling public health system. To discuss this a bit further with us, we are joined online by Aslam Dasu, who is the convener of the Progressive Health Forum. Aslam, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for inviting me.
Aslam, what does this actually mean for this bill to be introduced, that parliamentarians are not anymore going to be required to be part of the ParMed scheme? Is this in any way going to bring parliamentarians who very often we as South Africans feel they're a bit out of touch with reality in South Africa? Is this going to bring them a bit closer to the current health situation at public facilities in South Africa?
Well, look, I understand what Dr. Khosi Letlhape of Action SA intends with this. But it is, let's be clear, a populist approach, given where the health system is, in its current state. It is not possible for what I think he would like to compel all public officials to use the public health system in the belief that it is when that happens that they will ensure that the public health system is up to standard. We'd all like to think that that might be the case, but it's a bridge too far. I'm sorry to say. And at this point, all that they can do is to remove the compulsion to belong to ParMed. Now, let me just tell you what the difficulty with that will be. It's like really asking turkeys to vote for Christmas, because the ParMed medical scheme has very, very rich benefits, probably more than any other medical scheme in the country. Its premiums for its members, or parliamentarians, is also heavily subsidized by the state. In other words, you and I pay for them to belong to this excellent medical scheme. I would love to belong to it if I could. But by making it, non-compulsory, sounds on the face of it, nice and proper. People should have freedom of choice. But I cannot see parliamentarians downgrading to other benefits, to other medical schemes with poorer benefits than ParMed. So I think this bill, though I think there is good intention, because I know Dr. Letlhape and I understand where he's coming from, has good intentions, I regret to say it's a bridge too far, and it probably won't make any difference to anyone in the country facing the misery of having to attend public healthcare services, which includes 85% of the population.
So will this then bring about any form of change? Because as you mentioned, it's just taking away the fact that it's mandatory for parliamentarians to belong to ParMed. So now they just have the choice on whether or not they would like to belong to the scheme. And as you mentioned, there's relatively good benefits when it comes to belonging to ParMed. And if they do decide that they don't want to be part of ParMed, they can still opt for any other private medical aid schemes in South Africa, like GEMS, like Discovery, and still be individuals that can go to and enjoy private healthcare in South Africa. So what is actually then going to be changing with this bill?
Now, what I meant to say was that this is all that one can do to bring about that idea that all public officials must utilize, say, public health services. It's an idea. It's a great idea, but it's not likely to transpire. And here's the problem. It's not only the best and most richly endowed benefit of any medical scheme. It's not only that. Its premiums are covered by the same act that makes it compulsory to belong to it. In other words, the state pays for most of that, not the members themselves from their disposable income, where you and I have to raise funds to pay for our medical aid. Now, if you take away that compulsion, does it also mean that they will now have to pay for their own premiums to, say, Discovery or Momentum or whichever other medical scheme they wish to belong to, when in fact right now they don't? Mm. And that is why I'm saying this is an act of self-sacrifice that our parliamentarians are certainly not well known for. Mm. You know, so I can't see it passing. I think the bigger question really is, what does it take to ensure that the public health system, like I said, with 85% of the population is dependent on a system to which they're entitled to have access constitutionally, but which is failing to give them that access. If 85% of the population is dependent, why is the government not spending 85% of its time and effort on rehabilitating and bringing that public health service back to world-class standards where it was in the first years of our democracy, and after which it just went into severe decline? So, you know, that's the bigger issue at stake here. But, you know, as far as this bill is concerned, I think it'll be probably more sensation and putting Action SA's political credentials on the map, which is not a bad thing for them, I suppose, since it's coming up to local government elections. And I don't mean to be cynical when I'm saying that. That's just a fact. That's why you see all these councillors being summoned by the ANC to improve their service delivery. All political parties do this come election season.
Well, it definitely seems like this is potentially somewhat of an election stunt. We know that local government elections are coming up next year. And as you mentioned, you know, nothing can potentially change unless this bill will force parliamentarians to then pay for their own medical aid premiums themselves and then choose to potentially go to other premiums. And as you mentioned, it's not really going to have any impact on the 80% of South Africans that have to rely on your public health facilities in South Africa. But, Aslam, we are going to unfortunately have to leave it there. Shukran so much for taking time out and for speaking to us here on the radio.
Sure. Thank you.